Today's daf is daf Pei Gimel, and we're holding three lines from the top of the Amud, Nichnas Lechaper. You remember we had yesterday that the Gemara and the Mishnah quoted a Pasuk. The Pasuk talks about a Chatos. Poshep Shad, it's talking about a Chatos Chitzoina. With a Chatos Chitzoina, you're supposed to go and do the Zrikas Hadam outside on the Mizbeach of the Azara. That's the big Mizbeach. What happens if you have a Psazafrima who decided, I'm going to go do it on the regular Mizbeach. I'm going to do Mahadrim and a Mahadrin. And I'm going to bring the Chatos Chitzoina blood inside into the Heichal. Mind is a Chagroisa Tzaddik. They're going to give him an award as a guest of honor. It's wrong. It's an Isser. V'chol chatos ashiyuva midama el oil moed l'chaper ha-koydish loy siyachel ba'eshti sarev. If you take the blood of the chatos chitzoina and you take it into the oil moed, into the heichal l'chaper ha-koydish to go and put on the kronos, loy siyachel, the whole carbon is possible. You're not allowed to eat it. Ba'eshti sarev, you have to go and burn it. As we state in the Pasuk, and that's the way we learn Pashup Shat, Rabbi Yosef Glidi Grada learns differently, that it's talking about the Chatzos Pnimius, but Pashup, it's going on the Chatzos Chitzoina.
Chatzos Pnimius is okay. I mean, if it's you're supposed to do it, so what's
you're,
wrong?
You're right. So if you remember yesterday, Rabbi Yosef Glidi interpreted the Pasuk as V'chol Chatzos Hashiyuv Midoma, any Chatzos that you're supposed to bring into the oil moy lechaper b'koidish, and unfortunately it developed a psul loisiyachel ba'esh tisarif. What you have to do is you have to go and burn it. Are you gonna? You tell me you have to go and burn all karbonis that become psul, but many karbonis you go and burn mechutz lamachne. Here the Torah tells you have to do it bebeis habira, meaning on the harabais. That's what Rabbi Yosef Glili said yesterday. Gemara b'daf pei beis. But anyway, as far as we're concerned for today's Gemara, it's talking about a chatas chitzayin.
If the chatos becomes possible, are you allowed to have an offering afterwards?
No. You have to go and burn it.
To burn it.
Yes, definitely. But now the question is, the chatos, that the blood comes into the heichal, at what point does that passel the carbon? So you could learn Pashup Shat, when you bring it in to do the zrika on the mizbeach lechaper, kapara means to do the zrika, that makes it into a carbon. That's when it becomes possible. But you could also learn now that as soon as you bring the blood in 1 inch, a half an inch into the heichal, the cholchatas hashiyuva midama machinarang gebrach the blit. Aye, it says the chaper b'koidish. Because what was the reason why you brought the blood in? Was the chaper b'koidish. But as soon as you brought it in, maybe then already it becomes possible. So how are you gonna? So how do you push it this? So taka machloikis in our Mishnah between Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon. As we had in the Mishnah yesterday, the guy tzrik to the Mishnah back on Pei Beis Omud Aleph. It says five lines into the Mishnah. Mishnah is towards the bottom of the Amud Aleph. Pei Beis Amud Aleph 82a. Four lines before the end of the Mishnah. It says Nichnas Lechaper towards the bottom. Mr. Friedlander, towards the bottom of the Amud. Nichnas Lechaper. The person went into the Mechaper. Avo Bishaloi Kippur. Even if he didn't do any kapara, if he just came in with the blood, pasul dimre blessed. The pshimanoyimer adchi chaper, it only becomes possible. The karm becomes possible when you actually do the nesinis adam on the mizbeach hazov hapenimi inside the heichal. A machlekes. So obviously the shal is what's the basis of this machlekes, and that's what our gemara addresses now on daf pei gimel. The Gemara is going to tell us both Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon will have gezeiroi shavois, meaning they'll have similar words in different contexts, in different psukim, and that will be megala, that will reveal the pshat in the halacha over here. Zokti Gemara, Tanya, Pei Gimel Omer, Aleph, third line from the top. Tanya Reb Lezer, Oymer, Nemer, Kan, Lechaper, Bekoidish. In this pasuk it says, V'chol chatos, Ashe yuva midomoh, El oil moy lechaper b'koidesh. That's the loch of bringing the chata's blood pipanimi into the heichal. Lechaper b'koidesh. V'nemal halon, and it says somewhere else. Where does it say on Hilchos Yom Kippur when the kohen gadol goes in? V'chol adam lo yeh bi oil moy b'voy lechaper b'koidesh ad seisoi. Now uses an expression b'voy lechaper b'koidesh. B'voy sounds like He's about to go in. He's in the process of entering into the Oil Moed. Zok the Pasik, nobody else should be around, just by himself. So we're not talking about after the kapar already took place. We're talking about the voyoy. He's about to do the avoid. Oh, malalon b'shloi kippur. Just like over there, it's talking about that the Kohen Gadol did not do the kapar yet. Afkan, when it says lechaper b'koidish b'shloi kippur, nothing happened yet. Oh, that's Reb Elezer that holds. As soon as you bring the blood in, it becomes possible. Reb Shimon Oimer, nemekan lechaper b'koidish b'nemel halon. V'eis parachatos, v'eis irachatos, ashehuva esdom lechaper ba'koidesh. How does the pasuk continue on? Yoytziel mechutz la'machane, v'sorfu v'eish es oyreisam, v'es psarom, v'es pirsham. This is talking about, again, on Yom Kippur. And we're saying about the parachatos that was brought by the Kohen Gadol. And the sirachatos, that's a soir la'shem, that's brought for Klal Yisrael. Ashehuva esdom lechaper koidesh. Those are the two principled examples of chatois pnimiyois. Those are the Parim HaNisrafim, the Sirim HaNisrafim. Of course, there are other examples, but these are the main ones. What happens with those parachatos, irachatos? After you were huves damam lechaper kodesh, after you did all of the kaparois, meaning, as you know, parachatos, irachatos, collectively, you had to do at least 43 hazo'ois and zrikois hadam, according to another mandiyam of 47, according to another mandiyam of 48, you had a tremendous number of zrikois and avois hadam, but after you finished all of that, yoytzi mechutz l'machane, now take that power and take that so'ir, v'sorfu v'eish, and go and burn them, v'eroisam, v'es psorim, v'es pisham. Now clearly, that lechaper v'koidish is talking about after it's all done, right? We're talking about the parachatos, tirachatos, and shehuva esdom lechaper b'koidish, yoytzi mechutz l'machane. You're not going to take it mechutz l'machane before the zrikas adam. So this lechaper b'koidish is talking about li'achra masa. Ah, malalon b'shekeeper, afkan b'shekeeper. So you learn lechaper b'koidish, only after the zrikas adam, that's when there's a problem of paslining the chatos chitzoina that came b'pnimis that came into the hechel. Good. So Maisa, each one has the shava from lechaper b'koidish. Thank you, my kamifliki. Why does Reb Leza learn his lechaper b'koidish, and why does Reb Shimon learn from a different lechaper b'koidish? So you want Maris, I've done in chutz mi chutz, I've done in chutz mi b'fnim. The first one, Reb Leza says, both of them are talking about something where the pasuk tells us, aros, kinder aros, get out. Meaning, the regular kor mechatos chitzoina, what's that blood doing there? Get it out of the heichel. It shouldn't be there in the first place. Ah, that means that it should be bachutz. Same thing as the Gabi Yom Kippur. If someone says, ich bin the Gabi fin Koyin Gudel, I want to go in together with him, aros, get out. So those of them are chutz. But you're not going to talk about learning the case of the chatas chitzoina from the case of the parachatas, irachatas, where you're supposed to do all the avoidas b'fnim. I mean, that's the din on Yom Kippur. You're supposed to bring it in. So you don't learn chutz from b'fnim. That's why Reb Lezer prefers learning it from the v'chol adam. Umar Sabah, Reb Shimon says, "Don beheim beheima." I'd rather learn one carbon from another carbon. Here we're talking about a chata to shiuv midam al chaper b'koidish, and they were talking the parachata sira chatas a shehuva as dam al chaper b'koidish. We're talking about carbonis, and we're talking about the same carbon chatas. Chatas chitzoyna, chatas pnimis, but we're talking about chatois. Then don beheim yodam. I don't like learning from the chol odam yibay moya. This is the chah carbon. This is the chah mensh. We don't want to learn one from the other. Good. And that's the end of that Shikul Gemara. So we learn now Reb Lezer mit Reb Shimon. Yes, comes again Reb Yehuda. Now Reb Yehuda comes somewhat out of left field in the sense that Reb Yehuda doesn't discuss this Shaila. Reb Yehuda comes up with an Aya Shaila. What happens if the Kohen that brought the Chata's blood into the Heichel did it by mistake? A Shoigig. That's verblundet. He spaced out. He didn't know the halacha. Whatever it was, he didn't do it intentionally. He brought the blood in by mistake. Reb Yehuda Omer, im hichnis shoigeg, it's kosher. If he didn't do it b'meizid, didn't be shoigeg, it's kosher. In other words, take the blood out, do the zrika on the mizbeach achitzain, and then everything is fine. Now the question is, according to Reb Yehuda, what happens if he brought it in b'meizid? How does Reb Yehuda hold? Does he hold like Reb Lezer, that as soon as you go in, boom, possible, or does he hold like Reb Shimon, you have to wait until after Lechaper B'Kodesh, after the Zerika is Hadam.
If you hold like Reb Shimon, he'll never do it, because he went in Bashoge, he never intended to.
Tzadik. The Gemara is asking, what happened if it wasn't a Shoge? If he went in B'Mezid, what does he hold? Does he hold like Reb Lazar? Does he hold like Reb Shimon? So Gemara, Reb Yehuda Oimer B'Shoge gets Kusher. How amazing is possible? Frank Dimar, Bishop Kippur, are we talking about like Reb Shimon after the Kapara? Or Bishloi Kippur, or before the Kapara? Like Reb Lazer or like Reb Shimon? It's Omer, give me Reb Lazer, Reb Lazer ben Hurkanus, Reb Lazer in the Mishnah, Reb Lazer ben Shamua, and Reb Lazer in the Gemara, and Amoira is Reb Lazer ben Pidas. But anyway, is our Mishnah Reb Lazer mit Reb Shimon? How does Reb Yehuda hold? It's Omer, give me. So the Gemara is saying now we're going to try to bring a raya as to what Rabbi Yehuda holds from a braisa that talks about something different, but then we're going to bring a raya to what we're discussing. And we focus on the same pasuk that Rabbi Shimon brought at the end. Remember, Rabbi Shimon brought, how do I know that the din of Lechaper Bakoidish by the Chatas Chitzoina is talking about Liachar HaMaisa after Zerika Saddam, because I learned it from the Parachatas here, Chatas from Yom Kiddush, from Yom Kippur. Okay. So Rabbi Yirmiya brings this pasuk again. Veis Parachatas, Veis Yirachatas, Shehuvas Domam Lechaper Bakoidish, and the pasuk continues on, Yoitze Mechutz Lamachne, Vesorvu Vaish, Esayroisa Vies Psorim Vies Pirsham. That's pasuk number one in Parashas Achrei Mois, Legabi the Halacha of the Par and the Soyer on Yom Kippur. The next pasuk says, Ma Tamalim of Hasoyrif. The next pasuk says, Vasoyrif Oysim Yechabis Begodob, Verochats Besorib Amaim, Vachri Chen Yovel Amachne. In other words, what the pasuk is telling you is that the person that took the Parachatis and Sirachatis and he went and burned it, that individual now has to go and go to the mikveh, and he even needs kibbutz begodim, which means he has to immerse his begodim also in the mikveh. So, Frank Gemara, matam alayim vasoyrif. What do you need that pasuk for? Now, before the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, what do you mean when I need the pasuk for? Matam alayim vasoyrif, l'gufa yitzrich. I need the halacha to tell you that the person that takes the parachatis, sirachatis, and he burns it, he has to go and travel the mikveh. I wouldn't know otherwise. I need the pasuk. What's bothering the Gemara is, why does the word chatas appear twice? What does it mean it appears twice? It says, v'eis parachatos, v'eis sirachatos. The Chayyim could have said, v'eis par v'eis sirachatos. Why does the word chatas have to appear twice? They are metamin begodim, for the person who is sorei, that not only is he tamei and he has to go to the mikveh, but even his begodim become tameim. Shan israfim minayin. What the Gemara means to say is, by all chatois hapnimiois, as opposed to a chatos chitzoina, all chatois hapnimiois are all nisrafim. None of them are eaten. A regular karm chatos, as we know, is eaten by the zichrei kahuna, by a koyin and the zchorim of the kahuna. Oh, what about a chatzis penimius? Chatzis penimius is never eaten, it's always burnt. For Shteitzach and Yom Kippur, it's certainly burnt, but even the other three non-Yom Kippur chatois penimius. And those three are?
Par Kohen Mashiach, Par Korban Sibur,
Par Helen Dovish Sibur,
and Par the Yisera Vodazara.
And the Yisera Vodazara, it's Yisera Vodazara. They're good. So all three of those are all Sinistrafsa. So now what happens if someone were to go and burn those? In other words, which is what you're supposed to do. After you finished all of the Hazoy Saddam inside Bipnimi, now you have to go and burn it. What's the din of that Soreif? He has the same din that he also has to go and toivel in the mikveh, as well as it's Metame Begodim, that the Begodim also have to be getoiveled. So, Freddy Moshe Arden, so for me, how do I know? Tamaloy Mechatas Chatas, the Rabbi Yehuda. By the extra word Chatas comes to be Marba, Shar Chatois, not only the Chatois of Yom Kippur, but also the Chatois Pnimiois of the whole year, the three that we said. Here, Rabbi Yehuda. I don't need the double chatas for that, because Hari Oimer it says in the pasuk, veis para chatas, veis ira chatas, she'ein tamaloyma lechaper. What's bothering the Gemara is, it says, veis para chatas, veis ira chatas, asher hu vez domam, vostav shtein lechaper v'koidish. It could just simply say, veis para chatas, veis ira chatas, asher hu vez domam v'koidish. Or, asher hu vez domam, In other words, once you've already done whatever you're supposed to do, yoytzim uchutz lamachne. Is the chayyim you have a few extra words of be'evos tafum der lechaper? Is ma tamalum lechaper or lechaper b'koidish? Limin al kol ha'miskaprim sh'asor v'metam v'godim. Oh, sorry, not that I learned it from the extra word chatos, but I learned it from the extra lechaper b'koidish. Then any time you have a chatois pnimis that's coming to be machaper, oh, yeah, it has the same din of the soyreif that the person that burned it is not only himself is tamay, but his begodim are also tamay. Aha. Okay, so bottom line is, they both say the same halacha. Rabbi Yehuda learns it from the double chatas. Rabbi Meir learns it from the extra lechaper b'koidish. Frankly, more Rabbi Yehuda lechaper loy mashmolei. Why does Rabbi Yehuda not learn it from lechaper b'koidish? Why does he learn it from the chatas? Because he says, my taima, I can't learn it from lechaper b'koidish. Because I need lechaper b'koidish to tell you something else. La mishem dimiboyle legzeira shava. Isn't it because he needs it for Gzeira Shava? Which Gzeira Shava? The Gzeira Shava that we had before that Reb Shimon said. That Reb Shimon said before. We asked, when does the Chatas become possible if someone brought the blood of the Chatas Chitzoyna into the Heichel? At which point does it become possible? According to Blazer, it becomes possible immediately. According to Reb Shimon, no, I learned from Sierra Chatas, Barachatas, that it only becomes possible Asher Huva Estam Lechaper Bekoidish only after the Kapara was already finished. Also, Reb Shimon learns that Lechaper Bekoidish Vagzeir Shava. So says Zimor, apparently Reb Yehuda agrees with Reb Shimon, and he also needs that Lechaper Bekoidish for the exact same drasha to tell you that you're only Chayiv B'meizid Li'acher, after you finish the Kapara Bekoidish, after you finish the Hazoy Saddam, the Zrika Saddam, inside the Panimi, inside the Heichol. So in Bazois, how does he know the din that the person who is Soyreif, other Chatois HaPanimiois, that he has to go to the mikvah, and he has to go and immerse his begotten in the mikvah, that he learns from the Chatos Chatos. He can't learn from the Chab HaKodesh, because he needs the Chab HaKodesh for the Gzeir Shava of Reb Shimon. It's the Haraya that Reb Yehuda holds like Reb Shimon, and not like Reb Blazer, if the person did it, b'mezin. And we begin a brand new parak, Rabbi Cohen. Ah, Baruch Hashem. Kol yoyim beinecha yu kachadoshim. Yen tog anayi mishna anayi parak. Givali. Voshteito. Hamizbeach mekadish es haro uloi. The mizbeach is mekadish anything which is fit for it. Now that sounds like royal, that sounds like a kosher carbon. But in fact, Rashi immediately points out, and that's the whole Gemara, the whole Mahalacha Gemara, that we're talking about Dvarim Psulim. We're talking about Karbonis that were possible. We're Pei Gimel Omer Aleph of Mesecht Zvachim. Pei Gimel, Nochanochan Pobleta. That's a bit of a trick. It's a Mishnah. It's very hard. It's a Mishnah, the Aleph Leta. Oh, very good. So Mizbech Mekadish is a Roi. Mizbech Mekadish Karbonis which are Roi. Now we're saying that that includes Dvorim Psulim. Dvorim Psulim means Karbonis that became Possel. Which Karbonis that became Possel? That's Mishnah going to be tomorrow on Daf Peidala. The Mishnah is going to Rechanos, will enumerate which of those Karbonis that became Possel Im Olu Yerdu and Im Olu Lo Yerdu. Which Karbonis, and we've already touched on this a number of times in our Masechta, whether or not it was a Psula B'Koidish, or the Psul came before Koidish, but we don't have to address that today. What we have to address today is that certain Karbonis that are possible, if they get to the top of the Mizbeach, then the Mizbeach is Mekadish them, even though they are Karbonis Psulim, but once they touch the Mizbeach, and they'll be even a Mandiyomet on Daf Peiches, not only on the top of the Mizbeach, but even if it touches the Kira Mizbeach. But we don't have to get into that today. Bottom line is, if it goes on top of the Mizbeach, even if it's a Korban Posel, it's Mekadishin. However, it's got to be Ro'oi Loi. Now what means Ro'oi Loi? So Ro'oi Loi explains Rashi means Mishahuvrar Lechalkoi, or Lechalkoi. Once it's already selected that this is going to be the Chelik for this Mizbeach. What does all of that mean? So we'll see Mi'achim on the Umid Beis, and Rashi already brings it now. What happens, for instance, legabe a korban mincha, your normal, regular korban mincha, you bring the flour, the soles, you have it inside a kli shoreis, now the koyin has to go and take a kmitza, the three fingers, after he takes the kmitza, what does he do with the flower of kmitza in his three fingers? He's not supposed to take it in his fingers to the mizbeach, but rather he's supposed to put it into a new kli shares. That new kli shares is mekavishit to make it ro'oi la mizbeach. Until he does that, even though he did a kmitza, and even though it was previously in a kli shares, the ganze karb mincha, Rashi points out, and Yechim will see on the Amud Beis, it's not considered to be ro'oi la mizbeach, because the finishing touches on the selection of this kmitza included putting it into the kli shares. He didn't do it. It's not considered to be ro'oi la. So let's look at the first two Rashis in the Mishnah. Rashi down below. Zok Rashi. Hamizbeach makadish. Afilu dover posel sha'ol la mizbeach. The, even something which is posel that went to the tam mizbeach. Now, how does a carbon become possible? There are many ways it can become possible. Like we've learned until now, you could have a case of lemushla becomes tamei. This mincha that we'll speak about in a moment, it became tamei. So it was a double possible. She'ol mizbeach, it went on the top of the mizbeach. Kitchei hamizbeach le'osois lachmoi, it becomes part of the mizbeach, becomes lachmoi shel mizbeach. It's as if it's the mizbeach's food, the mizbeach's meal. The Imarid and Oisai, don't remove it, you leave it there on the top of the mizbeach. But it's only as a royal, Zutrashi. Mishahuvrar l'chalkoi. Once it becomes borer, once it's clear cut, that this is the chalik of the mizbeach. So what does that come to exclude? Ubigmar mafarish lum ute kimatim. It comes to exclude koimitza kmitza, shle kitchi bekli li'acha kmitza. Shle huvraru l'chalik gavoya. This is not considered to be selected for the chelik of gevoya, meaning to be put on the mizbeach, on the marach. The av al gav the kitcha mincha kula bekli, even though originally the entire mincha was already in a kli shoris before, and even though he took it with three fingers with the kemitza, ein ze chelik gevoya boror, it's not a clear cut chelik gevoya, shein a mincha kreva kula, the whole mincha fishteitzach, you're not makrev kula, except for a mincha skoyin. But a regular mincha, you're not kreva kula. So therefore, the kli shoris didn't help us for our purposes. Ubekmitza b'loy matan kli. And if you just take the three fingers and you don't put it into a new kli shoris, ein ze mavur lamizbeach. This is not considered to be ro'i lamizbeach. So back to our Mishnah, the words ro'i lai doesn't come to distinguish between a kosher carbon and a non-kosher carbon. To the contrary, our Mishnah, when it says ro'i lai, means even a non-kosher, a pasulah carbon. But remember, not all pasulah kabbanis, only those that will learn in Yechim tomorrow, in olu lo yerdu. We don't have to go through the whole list in Yechim, we'll see that tomorrow. So what does that mean as a roi loy? Roi loy means something that was already mavurar lechalkai, that already it's clear cut that this was intended to be put on the mizbeach. So by the kmitza, it would have had to be that he put it into a new klisharis. But it's talking about that kmitza became tomei, for instance, and now he's putting it on the mizbeach. If it was put into a new kli shareis, now it's mevurar lechelkoi, it's ro'oiloi, it goes on the top of the mizbeach, you leave it there, you don't take it off. Avad l'chatchila, don't put it, tzach tomei. But then you have it, you put it there, it's kusha, it's fine, leave it there on the mizbeach. Masha enkein, if you didn't put it into a kli shareis, a second kli shareis, then even if you put it on top of the mizbeach, you remove it. You say arup, aros, because it's not ro'i like.
Why is it? Why it's all the things you dedicate something for hekdesh. Yeah. Comes hekdesh before you even use it.
Uh-huh.
So why here also? Once you set aside, what do you call it? You say, unless you understand.
That's a kedushas domim situation. You makdish something. Here we're talking about kabbonis, which has kedushas aguf. So it's a different type of kedusha. So now, in the definition of the word Zeseroyle, we're going to have a big machloket between Rabbi Yeshua and between Rabban Gamliel. What are we referring to? Now, Pashup Shat, we're referring to that part of the carbon that goes on the ma'arocha. Like we just spoke about the kmitza that goes on the ma'arocha, on the fire. Same thing, the kabadi aymurin go on the fire. Same thing, a carbon oila, the aivareya oila goes on the fire. The question is going to be, what about the parts of the carbon which don't go on the fire, but go on the mizbeach anyway? And you're saying to yourself, what goes on the mizbeach if it's not going on the marach, what goes on the mizbeach? So number one, we're going to talk about the case of the dam, which doesn't go on top of the mizbeach, but goes on the mizbeach, on the sides of the mizbeach. And we're also going to go and talk about the nisachim. every single carbon oil and every carbon shlomim, you had to have nisach hayayin. And as everybody knows, sukkah's time, you also had to have the nisach hamayim. Okay, those are nisachim that go on the mizbech. So now the question is, what about dam and nisachim that became posel, for instance, that they became tameim or what have you, and now they came on the mizbeach, they came on the mizbeach inside a kli, the mizrak of dam, or a kli holding them, the yayin or the mayim, it comes on top of the mizbeach, and they are psulim, are those also considered to be ra'uiloi, that the mizbeach is makabel them, it's makadish them, and therefore don't take them off or not. Now the machloikas between Rabbi Shua and between Gamliel is going to focus on a pasuk, and this pasuk is at the very beginning of Parshas Tzav, and in fact that's how the pasuk begins. Tzav es aharon v'ezbon of lemar zois toira su oila. This is the parsha of oila. He who oila al moita ala mizbeach kala laila araboiker the eishem mizbeach tukad boy. Now the way the Mishnah is going to explain it is, it says in the pasuk that zois toira su oila, he who oila. Why does it have to say he who oila? So he said, it's on the Mizbeach, kol alayla, was it there? He who oila. So Rashi says that the word he comes to tell you, b'havyoso yehe. Leave it there, leave it in its existence, you don't have to take it down. Once it's on top of the Mizbeach, loz is shine. Leave it, havyoso yehe. Leave its existence on top of the Mizbeach. And it says, he who oila. Oila means that that came on top of the Mizbeach. Poshep shat, zoi stoyos oila, he oila, we're referring to the carbon oila. However, the way the Mishnah interprets it is, hu oila, that that was oleh on top of the Mizbeach. That that came on top of the Mizbeach, he leave it there. Now the question is, which came on top of the Mizbeach? So now we're going to have a machloikis between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, because the pasuk continues, he who oila al moikta al ha-Mizbeach. Moikta means the marocha, the yakoid eish, the fire, and the Mizbeach means Mizbeach generally. So therefore, when it says in the pasuk, he, leave it there, hu oila, whatever is ola on the mizbeach, b'diyevet, it's posel, leave it there, is it because it came on al-moita, because of the fire, because of the marocha, which would only mean those parts of the karm that go on the marocha, such as the kemitza by a mincha, the aimerin by all kabonis, and the evorio oila by karmen oila, or do you focus on al-mizbeach, anything that has to do with the mizbeach, which would include even the dam and the nisach. So with his brief akdama, everything should be crystal clear. Rabbi Shua Oimer. Now, the machloikas Rabbi Shua and Ram Gamliel, they're both explaining what the words haro'iloi. Not that you have a three-way machloikas. You have hakdama. Hamizbeach makadish is haro'iloi. The question is, what does that mean, haro'iloi? So you have machloikas Rabbi Shua and Ram Gamliel. Rabbi Shua Oimer, kaloroi le'ishim im ololoyered. Anything that came on the Mizbeach, which is roi, to be put on Ishim, on the fire, that doesn't come down. Shinemar, because it says in the Pasuk, Hiyo Oila, Al Moita, Ma Oila Shira Uya Le'ishim, Im Otzalaitated, Afko Shehu Roi Le'ishim, Ma Le'eret. It's got to be something that has a Shaykhis to the Moita, to the Maroch on top of the Mizbeach. He ignores the Al Moita, and the Gemara is going to ask, what does Ram Gamliel do with the words Al Moita? The Chayra, those are hitting him in the face. But he ignores that, and he says, He oila al mizbeach, ma oila shir oila mizbeach, im otzalaitate, av kol dovish oila mizbeach, im otzalaitate. Anything which is right to come on the mizbeach. Is the Chayra, the two drushes are kamat the same. So may, what's the difference between the two? Ein bein divir Ram Gamliel, divir Mishua, el hadam vahanisochim. The chilik between the two of them, the ikka benayu, the nafkimina, is damanusach. Shem Gamliel oimer lo yerdu. Just like we said that whatever comes on top of the mizbeach, which is roi leishem, that you leave. Same thing is with dam and nisachim. Even though they're not roi leishem, but they're roi to come on the mizbeach. The dam on the side of the mizbeach and the nisachim on the top of the mizbeach. You pour it out in the corner there into the two holes which are there in the top. Rabbi Shua says, no, it's got to be roi le'ishim. So you see that the machloikis is all dependent on the oila al moita or the oila al ha-mizbech. Those are the ganze machloikis. Rabbi Shimon machta as a shtikul compromise. Rabbi Shimon as a yuvay akusra shlishi v'achriya b'neim. Rabbi Shua oimer ha-zevach kosher unisachim psulim. What happens if you have a zevach which was kosher, meaning the oila or the shlomim was a kosher carb, no problem. But the nisachim became possible. How did the Nisachim become Pasul? In other words, the Niske Hayayin, or Sukkot time, Niske Hayayin and Niske Hamayim, how did they become Pasul? Says Rashi, Lamashal, they went outside of the Azara, they became Pasul Biyoitzei, or they became Tameh, but the Korban itself was Kusha, which is the Nisachim that became Pasul. That's case one. Or, how Nisachim Kshedim, if the Nisachim were Kusher, then Vazavach Pasul, and the Korban was Pasul, is two. Or, Afil is Epsul, more both of them are Pasul. Hazebach lo yered, the zebach leave on top of the mizbeach. For nesachim yeredu, but nesachim come down. The reason why he holds that the nesachim come down, because Reb Shimon is going to have a different pasuk in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to go and bring a pasuk that calling a geb a mizbeach yikdosh. Anything that touches a mizbeach becomes kodesh, and he's going to say that that's only shayach. That's only talking about the zebach, the kabbonis themselves. The nesach that comes together with the carbon, you don't say about that, but Rashi then points out that Reb Shimon, however, will make a distinction between a nesach that comes together with a carbon, or nesachim that come bifnei atzman, meaning that just like you can be menadev a behemoth for a carbon, and just like you can be menadev mincha, soles for a carbon mincha, you can be menadev yayin for a carbon of nisach hayayin. That's my whole carbon, I'm bringing a nisach and nisach hayayin. You're allowed to do that too. If you remember, we had in the Gemara before, you could even bring a carbon from shemen. Remember, we had that person who was a metzoyra, we weren't sure he was metzoyra muchlet, not metzoyra muchlet, so he said he had to go and bring a carbon, and he should have in mind, is this an ashem, is this a shlomim? The Gemara is like, vosim it a lake shaman? Lake shaman, you can be menadev a lake shaman for a carbon. So Rashi says, the only time that the Mishnah says, according to Reb Shimon, Hazebach lo yerim anesachim yerdu, if the nesachim came as an adjunct, if they came together with a carbon zebach, a regular carbon, if the nesachim came bifnei atzman, they themselves are the carbon, then you leave it in olu lo yerdu. If you look at the last line of the Rashi over here, oh yeah, zevach nifsal and zochem k'sherim. Hoy vein boim v'glol and nifsal imoy. But the terse krom mehem zeh over here. Okay, tap. Vane zochem yedu. She'ein mizbeach mekadish psulim el beboim v'glal atzman. Avloi haboim v'glal acherim. The mizbeach is only mekadish those that come v'glal atzman. Mean the zvochem themselves, or the nisochem them comes v'glal atzman. Avloi v'glal v'glal acherim. If the nisochem came as an adjunct to the regular carbon, oily carbon, shlomim, then the mizbeach is not mekadesh them. Kiriyalef Reb Shimon the Tam b'Gemara, like we'll see Mitzvah in the Gemara shortly. Reb Shimon brings the raif and the pasuk going to give mizbeach yikdash. Okay. Anyway, we started off the Mishnah that the mizbeach is only mekadesh es haro'i loy. So we already said in the Mishnah, we brought the Rashi. What does that mean, ro'i loy? So if you are roi loy in, shein roi loy loy, only those things which are roi from the mizbeach, lemutei mai, what does it come to exclude? Amar papa, lemutei kmatzim shloi kidshu bikli. Oh, like we had the Rashi in the Amar Aleph, if the kohen took a kmitza and he did not put it into a new kli shoreis, it's not considered roi loy, because it's not mevuror lechelkoi, like Rashi said. Maskul ravina, maishna mida ula. Why is this any different than ula? The amar ula. What happens if you have Emirin of Kochim Kalim? The Emirin of Kochim Kalim are supposed to go on the Mizbeach. That's, after all, that's what Emirin are all about. However, you amal them before the Zrikas Adam. Oh, that's a no-no. You're supposed to wait until after the Zrikas Adam. Before the Zrikas Adam, it's too premature. So Rashi explains, putting the emurim of the kochim kalim on the mizbeach before the zrika sadam is considered also not to be mevuror lechelkoi. Even though anytime you go and shecht an animal, you know automatically that the emurim, the chalovim, those parts that the Torah enumerates are supposed to go on the mizbeach, are going to go on the mizbeach. However, they don't become mekudosh and mevuror lechelkoi until after the zrika sadam. So therefore, the Gemara assumes in the Havamina that they have the same status as the Kmitza Shuloi Kitshu Bekli. What do you do? It's not roiloi. Take it down. Imalu yerdu. And here it says, not lachshul mizbech. Why is it any different? Those are also not mavur lechelkoi because he didn't have the kedusha of the zrikas adam yet. Everything more. There's a fundamental difference between the two. Hanach loy mechzer ma'aser begavayu. Hani mechzer ma'aser begavayu. There's a great enough commitment between the two. Because when you're talking about the Imurim Kachim Kalim, you don't have to do anything in the Imurim themselves. Imurim themselves are ready, willing, and able to be put on the Mizbeach. You have to do Zrika Sadam. But the Imurim themselves is not Mechusar Maisa. Mashenkin Gabi the Kmitza, it's missing a Maisa. What Maisa? That you put the Kmitza inside a Klisharis. You didn't put in the Klisharis, it's missing that Maisa. Im Olu Yerd.
Isn't there a problem with Kachim Kalim though? Because before the Zrika, the ownership of those Imurim are different. It sort of switches with the Zrika.
Mm-hmm.
So before the Zrika, you'd be putting on the Mizbeach something that is not, so to speak, it's not subject to Mila even.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't it be a problem? Not Chul Azora, but it's a different category, of ownership. And you're putting something on the Mizbeach that's not really Roy in the sense of it's not
100%. What you're doing is you're even adding fuel to the fire. The kasha is much darker now. You're saying a muri kachim kalim has no shaychus in the mizbeach whatsoever because it only changes status after the zrika sadam. And your point about the meila, Rashi in fact addresses it, and Rashi says that if a person were to use the emurim before the zrika sadam, you're not or even a parsha of meila, because when does it get the full kedusha ligvoya only after the zrika sadam? And then the din of meila would apply to the emurim kachim kalim. So therefore, that's takani moris kasha. Mamish, I don't understand. Emurim kachim kalim, which are not roila gavoya, there has been no meila yet. There's no zrikas adam yet. Lo yerdu, you leave them. And by our poor kar mincha by the kmitza, you say that you do take it off. Says the Gemara. By the emurim kachim kalim are considered like the teretz to be mavur chalkam lemizbech, because even though it's premature and it's before the kedushin, there's no din of meila. But everybody knows those emurim, those are going to be on the mizbech. When you're talking about the kmitza, if it doesn't go into a klisharis, it's missing. You didn't do the full service, the full achonis, whatever you have to do for the kmitza to put on the mizbeach. Until you do that maisa, this is garnish megarnish, you take it off in olu yet.
But by the kmitza he's going to do it, just that he didn't get to that point. So
no, you're talking about the coin, the kmitza with the three fingers. Yeah, he's supposed to put in the klisharis.
But he is ready to put it in. So.
But he went already to the mizbeach. He should, on the Mokum HaMincha, where he took the three fingers, he should immediately put the klisharis, and he should have been moilich it all to the top of the Mizbeach, up the Kevish, up the ramp. And he didn't do that. He put in his fingers to the top of the Mizbeach. And he wants to put it now on the Mizbeach. No. Even a Malu, Yed Aruk, Nempis Aruk, you have to take it off the Mizbeach.
So the real parallel to from Zvachim to Menachos would be Kabbalah, because the Kmitza, when it goes into that second klisharis, that's parallel to Kabbalah.
True.
So it's not before the Zrika of the Dam, it's before the Kabbalah's had. I mean, it's impossible to have the dismembering of the zevach before you even have the kabbalah sadam. But the real parallel is the kabbalah, because the second in the avodos, it's the kabbalah that we're that the kmitza is parallel.
All you're doing is you're just making the kasha more even starker. That not only was the shechita okay, and not only was the kabbalah sadam okay, and not only the hilacha sadam was okay. The only thing that was missing was the zrika sadam. And he did the emur on top of the mizbeach. Shteitach lo yerdu, don't take it down. Mashenkin over here, lagavi the korim mincha, that you did not do, from the kmitzan on, you did not do it properly. And it says, yerdu, you're supposed to take it off. Why is the difference between the two? Says Gemara, because over here it's mechusa maisi, you should have put into klisharis. This is no mechusa maisi, you did the halacha properly, you did the kabbalah properly, everything was proper. You just didn't do the zrika sadam, but the emurim are ready, willing, and able to be put on the mizbeach. Emolo yet. Rabbi Shua im a color ro'u le'ishim. Remember, we had a machlokes and a mishmat between Rabbi Shua and Ram Gamliel, and both of them used the same pasuk for their drasha. What was the pasuk? The pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Tzav, that it says in the pasuk, "Hihu oila al moita al mizbeach kol alayla." Where Rabbi Shua is focusing, "Hihu oila al moita," it's got to be something which is ola on the marocha that's ro'u le'ishim. And according to Ram Gamliel, he ignores the Al-Moita, and he jumps over and he says, Yo'il Al-Mizbeach! As long as it's something that goes on the Mizbeach, even Dam, even Nesachim, same halacha applies, that once Allah, lo yeret, leave it, you don't have to take it down. So, Freyti Mora, we're going to ask now under Rabbi Shua, why doesn't he learn like Ram Gamliel? Rav Gamliel, why don't you learn like Rav Yishua? Veti Mora of Rav Gamliel Nami Haksiv Oil Al Moita L'Chay Rav Yishua Takerecht. It's got to be Oil Ishim. Veti Mora Hul Haduri Poikin Udiyasim. He says that that Oil Al Moita comes to tell you a separate halacha, nothing to do with us. Our Oil Al Mizbeach means that it got to the top of the Mizbeach. As long as it's in the top of the Mizbeach, or according to Rav Gamliel, came to the side of the Mizbeach, because you put the dam on the side of the Mizbeach. To be seen in Mitchum on Daf Peches. Mitchum will talk about it further. But the point is, it comes to the top of the Mizbeach. Now we're talking about what happens if you talk out a regular kushra carbon, oil lemushel, that you're supposed to put on the moita, and you put it on the marocha, and else is good and fine, and sometime in the middle, you had one of those big sparks, and again, my machtach lebedik, and the whole fire started jumping, and poikin, one of the evorim of the oil lemushel fell off of the fire. What's the halacha? Halacha is you got to put it back. That if it was al moita, you put it back. Haladuri poikin hu diyasa. But it's nothing to do with our halacha about psulim she'olu al mizbeach b'diyever. That's talking about a kosher carbon that went on the marocha, and it's a kochzach, and it's fire, and it's good, but it fell off because of some sort of spark that it came off. Okay. Ve'itemar v'idach. How does Rabbi Yeshua laduri poikim minalve, because after all, he uses the almoita for purposes of our Mishnah, kolo ro'ui le'ishim. Nachkalemi ashatoi chalo esh. The next pasuk in Parshas Tav says, ashatoi chalo esh ala mizbeach. That ashatoi chalo esh means anything that's being consumed by the fire, you gotta put back on the mizbeach if it fell off. V'idach, what does Rabbi Gamliel do with ashatoi chalo esh? We boi leila chule oil at the machsim, yat the machsim chule ketoiris. That the whole halacha of returning something that fell off the flame, fell off the marocha, only applies to oilois on the mizbeach achitzoin, and it does not apply to ketoiris, which is oil on the marocha on the mizbeach apnimi. As you know, the ketoiris you had to put on the mizbeach apnimi. So if some of the ketoiris were to shoot off, or the sparks would come, and it falls off of the marocha, you do not have to return it. The Tanur b'chinan imbar minyumi berblaze ben Yaakov. I should take all eish esu oil al mizbeach. Echuli oil at machz viat machz echuli ktoires echuli ktoires. Right. So I need this. I should take all eish. I need it for that purpose to tell you the din of the echuli oila and not the echuli ktoires. V'idach lav meilish ma'mina da echuli oila madrinon. Says Rabbi Yeshua, you can learn both from the same pasuk. That Ashatoichola Eish is telling you, number one, that anything that falls off, you have to go and put back. And number two, it says Ashatoichola Eish is oila. It's only the carbon oila that you have to put back. But if it's ktoiris, you don't have to put it back. So I don't need the moikta, says Rabbi Yeshua, to tell you anything about poikin, about pieces that fall off, that fly off. I don't need it. So what I use almoikta to tell you, kolaroi leishim, that's im olu lo yet. Ram Gamil Aimer Kolor Roy Lamizbeach, and Kolor Roy Lamizbeach, like we said, includes Dam and the Sochem, because he doesn't learn Kolor Roy Leishim. For Bishua Nami Yaksev Mizbeach. After all, it does take the same deposit. Tavis Hamis Banavoyma, Zoy Sardis Oila, he Oila Al Moital Mizbeach. So why didn't he take a learn like Ram Gamliel that the Iker is Mizbeach? Tumahubi Boyle, Mike Omrach Mona, Kolor Roy Lamoita, Mikadish Mizbeach. Pshat is that how does the pasuk read together? The pasuk reads together. Where is there a din that the mizbeach is mekadish something? It's got to be something which is royal lemoita. In other words, the Torah is giving the tam. Shteitach, we're going to have another pasuk mitshem kolna geba mizbeach yikdosh. When is the mizbeach mekadish something? If it's roy to be on moita al mizbeach, so it all goes together as one. The Torah is giving you the pshat. Why, if it's something that's roi le'ishim, what's the reason why im olo yedu? Because al moita, once it comes in the marocha, it's roi for the marocha, al mizbeach, the mizbeach is mekadish it, leave it there, don't take it off. So al mizbeach is not coming to tell you, so kunzum gamliya, al mizbeach comes to tell you anything which is oil al mizbeach, which includes dam, nisachim, and the regular carbon. Mashenkin, according to Bishua, the Al Mizbeach is giving you a tam, an explanation. Why do I say that b'diyevet anything that is roi le'ishim im olu le'erdu? The reason is because Al Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach is mekadishit, so therefore leave it. Feitimar v'idach, how does Ram Gamliel know this tam that the Mizbeach is mekadishit? So it's Mizbeach HaKrinik, the Chodach Nocham Pasik Mizbeach. What's another Pasik? Kana gave a mizbeach yiktosh. Anything that touches a mizbeach becomes holy. Therefore, you leave it. Imalu lo yedu, you don't take it off. The idach vostud Reb Yeshua with that other pasuk mizbeach achrina. It depends whether it had a shasa kosher or it didn't have a shasa kosher. Now, what means a shasa kosher, not a shasa kosher? It explains Rashi that you have different types of psulim. You have a psul, for instance, of lon, yoitse, or tame, which means that the korban initially was kusha, done properly. And guess what happened? Part of the carbon you took out of the Beis Hamikdash, you took it out of the Azara, it becomes Pasul B'yoytze, which we spoke about at some length yesterday. Or you could have Lon, part of the Kabbonis, for instance, the Aymarin, that you're supposed to put up not later than Amud HaShachar, if you let them lie, you let them sleep, so to speak, Chutzal Mizbeach, before Amud HaShachar, it's already too late. That part becomes Pasul, it's Lon. But all of that had a Shasa Kosher. Originally it was Kusha V'yusha. Unfortunately, because of later events, it became no longer kosher. And then you have those kabbanas which never had a shasa kosher, meaning that at the time of the shechita, the person who shechted already had a machshava of chutzlis manay or chutzlim kaimai. And as we learned yesterday, chutzlim kaimai, of course, has got to be a chutzlim makaim, which is mishulish, only if he has a mind of outside the azara, outside. But if he has a mind for the heichel, that doesn't passel. But as Reb Simcha said, but it would continue to passel if he had a machshava chutzlis manoi in the heichel, right? As Oyd Kizuk Nechten Reb Simcha Zeyashen, the Gabi Chutzlim Koymed is the difference between Bachutz or Beheichel, Bachutzlis Manoi, it's all the same, the Gabi Hilchas Pigel. But anyway, but the point
that's
is.
That's a distinction that's a little bit different. We had, Baal Mum never had a Shasa Kosher, whereas you could say that a Nirba.
A Roy of Venerva.
Yeah.
Did have a Shasa Kosher.
Yeah.
You're 100% right.
And here, the distinction is being different.
You're 100% right. And Dr. Goldfarb, before you came in, we were mocked him and we said in the Mishnah that what it says in the Mishnah, Kol Roila, is referring to Karbonis, which are Pasul. That in Olo Yerdu, we are not yet addressing which Karbonis, which are Pasul. That's going to be addressed in the Mishnah Mietchem tomorrow on Daf Pei Dalet. The Mishnah begins, Elum Olu Yerdu, and then the whole bunch, which im Olu Yerdu. Psul of HaKodesh, not Psul of HaKodesh. Here we're talking about, we're assuming for purposes of our Mishnah, that these are Psulim, which im Olu Lo Yerdu. Once they get on, you leave it there. The question is, the Machloik is Bishun Rabban Gamliel, is are we talking about only parts of the carbon which are Roy Lima'arocha on the Ishim? According to Rabban Gamliel, anything that has a Shaychus in the Mizbeach, which would include the Dam and the Sachem. But the Psulim that we're talking about are all those that Im'alu Lo Yerdu. What is that full list? That's to be learned tomorrow. But among them, Olo Yerdu, you have those that had a Shasa Koisher, the Lon and the Tomei and the Yotze, that originally were Kusha and they became unkosher. And then you have those that never had a Shasa Koisher, which are the Pigle types, that Ishechted Chutzlis Manei, Chutzlim Koimei. As they Zok Trashi. So that's why you have to have two separate psukim. One pasuk that says, anything touch a mizbeach becomes holy. And then I have the other pasuk of Al Moit Al Mizbeach, the Mizbeach and Mekadesh, whatever came on top of the Mizbeach. Okay, Zeg. The Idach, Kim the Psum Nino, Rabbin Rachmana, Leshna Hois Leshasa Kosh, Leshna Hois Leshasa Kosh. The other man, the Yoma says, I don't need two separate psukim for that. Once I say that this is among those psulim, that him, oh, yeah, the Sunishkaf Kimina, your Shasa Kosh, Nishasa Kosh, they all go, Kalamagia Mizbeach Yikash. So we had Rabbi Shua and we had Rabbin Gamliel. Then we had Reb Shimon, who had a third view. Remember, Reb Shimon said in our Mishnah, it depends on the Nisachim. Some Nisachim I agree with Reb Yeshua, and some I agree with Reb Gamliel. What does it depend on? Are they Nisachim that come together with a Karban, or the Nisachim which come bifnei Atzman? If the Nisachim that come together with a Karban, only the Karban, the Mizbeach is Mekadish, not the Nisachim. However, if the Sachem of Neatzvon, they themselves are the carbon, and the Mizbeach is Mekadosh them. And that's, now the Gemara is going to address, now where does Reb Shimon get this from? It's Tandir Reb Shimon Oymer, Oylo. Shteitach in the Pasuk that we've been saying the whole morning. Tavis B'nei Yisrael, B'mar Taleim, Zoy Seyres Oylo, Hi Oylo, Mizbeach, Kalalai, Lada Boiker. So he, we said, Bav Yosei Yehei, leave it. Oil if it came on top of the mizbech. The zoktes Reb Shimon oil ma oil abar beglal atzma v'kol aboy beglal atzma. Yosin chos nisachim haboy beglal zevach. That the Torah says al moita al mizbech, leave it there. He who oil b'habiyasi yehi, leave it on top of the mizbech. When it's just like a carbon oiler. Just like the carbon oiler comes with the atzmoi, biglal atzmoi. In other words, it's, thus is the carbon alay, the carbon itself. Mashenkin and the sachim are only an adjunct, a supplement to the carbon. It's not the carbon itself. Basically, the oimer, but Toshinam it says in the pasuk, kol hanegeba mizbeach yiktosh. It says anything that touches the mizbeach. Ishamani ben roi ben sheneroi. Sounds like anything that touches the mizbeach yiktosh. And therefore leave it on the mizbeach. But after that, the pasuk says kvasim. In other words, we're talking about the parasha of oila. It continues on that if you decided to go and bring kvasim on the mizbech, therefore mak kvasim ruuyim af kol roy. It's got to be something which is roy the mizbech. That's like kvasim, but not something which is not roy. Rebbe Kiva Oimer, it says oila ma oila ruuyim af kol ruuyim. So the chayyim, both of them are saying the same thing. He's learning from kvasim. He's learning from oila. It's got to be roy. So my benayah was not given. Kvasim oil. Aha! What happens if you bring an oila sa'oif which became posel? Had to become posel. Chayyim had a machsheves pigul by the malika, or it became tamei. So now that this oila sa'oif, what happens if you bring it to the top of the mizbeach? An oil sa'if goes to the top of the mizbech. Chroy le'ishim. So what happens with this oil sa'if? Mar ma'isi lami oil, mar ma'isi lami kvasim. According to the mandiyama that learns out oil sa'if is dechan oil. Dechan oil. That's nisha behema. Dechan oil. Mar ma'isi lami kvasim. It's got to be behema like kvasim. And since an oil sa'if by definition is nishka ka behema, it's nishka kvasim. Therefore, if it would be Allah, it would be yeirad according to the mandiyama. What does he do with the possible state oila, which is marve even oifais? Iksiv kvasim liksiv oila. If it only said kvasim, have a mina afilim mechayim. I would think that even if it's still alive, oh, that's a very interesting have a mina. The Gemara is saying is if it only said kvasim, wouldn't say oila. I would say that what happens if a koyin or if the animal on itself broke through the ranks and went up the Kevish on the Mizbech and went to the top of the Mizbech. And so therefore, this is a Leibedika carbon, so to speak. And it turns out that this carbon happens to be a apostle of carbon. Aha, apostle for a carbon. So I might think that the Mizbech is collate this carbon afilim mechayim. Avad, you have to go and shecht it. You can't go chas v'shalom. We're not talking about burning it alive at the stake. But or as a stake. But the point is, yeah, tarti mashma, right? But umasa, the creek sieve, steak. Anyway, but let's continue on. So the Gemara is saying is, avad, what we're talking about is, I would have had a half a minute that if a lebedik kevis goes to the top of the mizbeach, even if it turns out that it's possible, is as absolute.
Kevis went in a kevish.
Oh, went up the kevish. Can I know? So it had a problem with the nifs vasayim, and had a problem with the eyelids, whatever it happens to be, and now it's a possible for the mizbeach. So I would think, oh, but it's top of the Mizbeach! It's Mechan. No, the Mizbeach is not koilet if it's still alive. That's because of Rachmana Oila, that it's got to be like an Oila. In other words, Ro'oi La'alois as a cart. Well, the man, the Maisi, Lemi Oila, Huxim Kvasim. Doesn't he say Kvasim, and therefore that's Mashma, Lemute, and Oila So'oif? Iksiv Oila, Iksiv Kvasim, Avamina, Afila Mincha. If it would only go and say Oila and wouldn't say Kvasim, I would say even a Mincha. What says the Mincha? We're not talking about a Mincha of the kmitza, we're talking about even a mincha, the carb mincha before you did the kmitza. If the mincha came on the mizbech, it's kasher rachmana kvasim. That's why the Torah had to go and take kvasim lemutei from the mincha. Right, my ikar ben hani tanoi lahani tanoi demas nisin. We had the two tanoim in our mishnah. That was Reb Yeshua and Rabban Gamliel, and the difference between the two was the dam and the nesachim. Now comes again our Gemara with these two new mandiyamrim. One learns from kvasim and one learns from oila. So what's the difference between our tanoim and those tanoim? Amar Papa kimatzim shekidshu bikli ikar benayu. What happens kimatzim that were niskadish bikli? Not like we started off the top of the amud kmitza that didn't come into a kli, but kmitza that came into a kli, but unfortunately it was possible. Had it become possible, it became tamei lamashal, or the kmitza was inside a clay, and you passed it by taking it outside the azara, became possible beyotze. But the point is that it was possible. So what happens to these matzah shekitchu bekli that came to the top of the mizbeach and they were pasul? Should you leave it there or not? Our tanoim of our mishnah lo yerdu. You don't have to take it down because they were ro'oi la mizbeach, because the whole roi the gemara said was lamute kimatzim shuloi kitchu bekli. But these kimatzim were niskadish bekli. Leave it on the mizbeach. The tanoim de masnisa. However, the two tanoim of the brisa, one who learns from oila and the other one who learns from kvasim, atzare shove shebehem only bali chayim. Either oifais or behemais, but certainly not a karmincha. And therefore, if it went to the karmincha, kmatzu shekitchu bekli, became possible, yeah, do you do have to go and take it off the mizbeach?
Maybe you could just go over this. There's five different opinions.
Five different opinions. We have in our Mishnah, Rav Yeshua, Ram Gamliel, and Rav Shimon, and then we have two more opinions in the Braisa. What are the five different opinions? All of them are talking about psulim that came to the top of the mizbeach, and we're saying that the mizbeach is collate them, that they become niskadish, im olu lo yerdu. However, each one learns a little bit differently. Rabbi Yeshua said this only applies to those things which are ro'i lim ma'arocha, which would be by a regular carbon, the aimrin of the carbon, by a carbon oila, all the evorim of the oila, besides the aimrin, and by a karmincha, that would be talking about the kmitza. All of those are ro'i li'ishim. So if any of those came to the top of the mizbeach when they were posel, and not talking about all psulim, only the psulim that we're going to enumerate in the Mishnah tomorrow, but those psulim, oh lo yerdu, if they came to the top of the mizbeach, what's in the top of the mizbeach? You leave it, you put on the maracha, you don't take it down, oh lo yerdu.
And mincha also?
We're talking about a mincha.
Mincha also.
A mincha, we said, that what are the three examples of things which go roi la maracha? Number one, aymerin. Number two, by oila, we're talking about evarim. And by kar mincha, what do you put on? The kmitza. Zeh good,
you should cut. What about straight nisachim?
We're not up to the yet. Slowly. We're one at a time. If you don't want to confuse all five, then you have to do each one separately. So Rabbi Yeshua says it's got to be ro'oi li'ishim, something that's ro'oi li'ishim. So any one of those ro'oi li'ishim, if even though they were pasul, hadn't become pasul. Pasul out spigel becomes pasul out yoytzi, becomes pasul out tame, whatever the reason is, it became pasul. It comes to the top of the mizbeach, but it's normally royally isha for the maracha. Leave it there, im olo yet. Comes again, Rabbi Zil said, no. It's not a din of royally ishim. I'm going to add to that dam and nisachim. Why? Because even though dam and nisachim are not roy for the moikta le'ishim on the mizbeach, but they're also roy le mizbeach. The dam you do is rika on the mizbeach, and the nisachim you do the nisachayayin or nisachamayim on the top of the mizbeach in the corner. Aha! So those are also roy le mizbeach. So therefore they too, if they came up to the top of the mizbeach, even though they were posel, how tame yoytze la, whatever it was, it became posel again. Im olu lo yerdu, because he doesn't focus on the moikta, he focuses on the mizbeach. I was to mit al moikta. That's lepoikin if some of it fell off the maracha because there were sparks and it flew off. Good. So far we have those two mandiyam. So the difference between those two was that Ram Gamliel adds to Rabbi Yeshua the dam and the nesach. Come to gain Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon says, by nisachim, it depends what the nature of those nisachim were. Were those normal nisachim, which are bo machmas hakarbon, meaning that they were adjuncts, supplements to your regular karm oil or karm shlavim? If that's the case, im olu yerdu. If they became possible, you do take them off the mizbeach. Why? Because that kolan again mizbeach yiktosh is only referring to a carbon on the mizbeach, like an oil on the mizbeach, a kvasim on the mizbeach, anything which is roy on the mizbeach. However, this is not a carbon oil on the mizbeach. This is an adjunct to the carbon oil, an adjunct to the carbon shlam. Therefore, if it became possible and it got to the top of the mizbeach, im ola yered, take it off. However, says Rashi, and thus we saw from the Gemara, Reb Shimon will agree that if the nesachim b'fnei atzman, meaning that if I was makdish niskeyayin as a separate carbon, not as an adjunct to an oiler shlomim, but I'm bringing that as a separate carbon, it's just like any carbon that comes on the mizbeach, which was pasul, im olu lo yedu.
And as far as dam, Reb Shimon would hold.
He doesn't address dam. The Achroim talk about the dam. He doesn't go into dam. He only talks about the nisach. Anyway, that you have to look into the mufashim. He only talks about the nisach. Then the so now that those were the three tanoim of our mishnah. Is that good so far, Dr. Goldfarb? Yeah. Okay, now we have the two man the Amram in the Braisa. Two man the Amram in the Braisa say we agree to this concept that Mizbeach is kolate psulim and Mizbeach Yikdosh, leave it on. However, we have certain limitations. One man the Amram says, I learn it from Kvosim that it's gotta be Roy. The other man the Amram says, I learn it from Oyla that it's gotta be Roy. What's an afkimina between Kvosim and Oyla? The Gemara says, the gabi Oyla Sa'oif. If you're learning it from Oyla, Oyla comes to include an Oyla Sa'oif. So an Oyla Sa'oif that became Tomei or Apostle, whatever, Yoitze, and it came to the top of the Mizbeach, it's an Oyla. Leave it them, Oyla Yerit. The other man the Amram says, no, it's Nishka Kvosim. It's gotta be a Behema. Nishbai Oyf. The machloikis is between oif and behemoth. What's the difference between those two mandiyam and the two mandiyamim of our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah doesn't distinguish between the different types of karbonis, so not only oifis and kvasim, but even karbonis mincha, even something which is not a balchai. Including the kmitza, like we spoke about. Mash enkein, the two mandiyam of the braisa that learn from oyle and kvasim, the only dinim lo yered only applies to a lebedika carbon, a balchai. Not that it's lebedik now, but it was at one time a carbon and either an oif, or it was a kevis or a behema, then im Allah layer. But if it's a card mincha that became possible, im Allah yeyre. To be continued, mention tomorrow.